here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, joined by Kevin Seifert of ESPN. Kevin, you cover the league now. You used to cover the NFC North. You know a lot about the Bears. What do you think about our new head coach?
I think it was a really inspired choice. Every team in the NFL wants, ideally, a coach who can come in and make quarterbacks better. I know we always talk about being leaders, and we talk about being in front of the room, and we talk about whole team approach. But in the end, if you have a way of getting in the head of a quarterback, making him better, making the scheme, developing a scheme that is best suited to the quarterback and his skills, then that's, you have a great chance to win. And that's what Matt Nagy showed in that he could do in Kansas City, was a part of that. He watched Andy Reid do it. He's brought some of those people with him to help him do it. And I think that's what should give Bears fans encouragement, is that they have a guy with experience and having played the position himself, can really do wonders for Mitch Trubisky.
That leads me into my next question. Everybody in the building is very high on Mitch. He had a promising rookie season starting the last 12 games. What do you see from him, and what do you expect to see from him in a second season working with Matt?
Yeah, I think you have a chance at a real big jump. And I know we always talk about the jump from one to two, but it's real. I mean, this time last year, Mitch didn't know what team he was going to be on, didn't know what coach he was going to have, didn't know what kind of scheme he'd been playing with. Would he be sitting for a year or two? And now he can laser focus himself on what he needs to do with the team that he's on and the situation he's in and the scheme he's going to be playing in. So he has so much, got to be so much further ahead than he would have been otherwise.